The Cloak by Nikolai Gogol, also commonly known as The Overcoat. In the department of... But it is better not to mention the department. There is nothing more irritable than departments, regiments, courts of justice, and, in a word, every branch of public service. Each individual attached to them nowadays thinks all society insulted in his person. Quite recently, a complaint was received from a justice of the peace, in which he plainly demonstrated that all the imperial institutions were going to the dogs, and that the Tsar's sacred name was being taken in vain, and in proof he appended to the complaint a romance, in which the justice of the peace is made to appear about once every 10 lines, and sometimes in a drunken condition. Therefore, in order to avoid all unpleasantness, it will be better to describe the department in question only as a certain department. So, in a certain department, there was a certain official, not a very high one, it must be allowed, short of stature, somewhat pockmarked, red-haired and short-sighted, with a bald forehead, wrinkled cheeks, and the complexion of the kind known as sanguine. The St. Petersburg climate was responsible for this. As for his official status, he was what is called a perpetual titular councillor, over which, as is well known, some writers make merry and crack their jokes, obeying the praiseworthy custom of attacking those who cannot bite back. His family name was Bashmachkin. This name is evidently derived from Bashmak, a shoe, but when, at what time, and in what manner, is not known. His father and grandfather, and all the Bashmachkins, always wore boots, which only had new heels 2 or 3 times a year. His name was Akaki Akakievich. It may strike the reader as rather singular and far-fetched, but he may rest assured that it was by no means far-fetched, and that the circumstances were such that it would have been impossible to give him any other. This is how it came about. Akaki Akakievich was born, if my memory fails me not, in the evening of the 23rd of March. His mother, the wife of a government official and a very fine woman, made all due arrangements for having the child baptized. She was lying on the bed opposite the door. On her right stood the godfather, Ivan Ivanovich Iroshkin, a most estimable man who served as presiding officer of the Senate, while the godmother, Anna Semenovna Bilobrishkova, the wife of an officer of the quarter, and a woman of rare virtues. They offered the mother her choice of 3 names. Makaya, Sasaya, or that the child should be called after the martyr Kozhdezhat.
"No," said the good woman. "All those names are poor."
In order to please her, they opened the calendar to another place. 3 more names appeared. Trifilii, Dula, and Varakasii.
"This is a judgment," said the old woman. "What names? I truly never heard the like. Varata or Varuk might have been born, but not Trifilii and Varakashi."
They turned to another page and found Pavsikaki and Vaktisi.
"Now I see," said the old woman, "that it is plainly fit. And since such is the case, it will be better to name him after his father. His father's name was Akaki. So let his sons be Akaki too."
In this manner, he became Akaki Akakievich. They christened the child, whereat he wept and made a grimace, as though he foresaw that he was to be a titular counsellor. In this manner did it all come about. We have mentioned it in order that the reader might see for himself that it was a case of necessity, and that it was utterly impossible to give him any other name. When and how he entered the department, and who appointed him, no one could remember. However much the directors and chiefs of all kinds were changed,